It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1983, recorded Thursday, April 11th, 2024. A light episode. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D and I have three LED gadgets for you, plus a really interesting gadget warehouse, all next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, weathering a deadly earthquake. To get here, it was all the news that New York was hit.
Yes, absolutely. I know. We finally, Dennis and I worked hard today, and we have repaired the damage. And I said, Dennis, before we put stuff back together, let's take a picture of it. Okay, so this is what happened in my office. I was quite shocked.
This is the damage. Oh, my gosh. When you sent this over, I was blown away. I was floored, you might say,
by
the amount of damage.
Yes. Can you imagine?
Man.
Yep.
That must have taken 10, 15 seconds to pick up. It's just crazy.
Yeah, exactly. But we ate a lot of jelly beans while we were doing it.
Oh. So. Good. 5 second rule. Yeah.
Yeah. It was bizarre. I was reading the paper and having coffee, and I looked up and I said to Dennis, what the hell are they doing now with the street? Dennis said, well, everything in the kitchen's vibrating. And
anyway, I hate this new boiler they installed. It shakes the whole apartment.
And then the bell rang like 5 seconds later, and I went out, and the mailman, he said, my God, it was an earthquake. And I said, oh, that's it. So I ran back and turned on TV, and of course, every channel was
earthquake. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Huge news.
Exactly.
It was huge.
It was.
Have you ever felt an earthquake before in New York? Is this common? No.
No, that's not. Crazy. I think the last one that was anywhere. Anyway, there was evidently an aftershock at 6 p.m., which I did not feel.
You thought that was your neighbor flushing the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. New York is pretty much all rock. So when they dig in the street, even if they're 200 feet down the block, you can feel it.
I guess that's kind of why they get that reputation of New York construction always having that jackhammer going.
Yeah.
You know, they're pounding through the rock, I guess. I never thought of that.
Yeah. No, they are. That's why you won't see buildings sinking in New York City. If a building sinks in New York City, it's going to go down 3 inches because that's all the soil there is over the rock.
That's good for big skyscrapers. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I have to warn you, next week, I may be a bit tortured. And a bit poetic. Because Taylor Swift's new album is releasing at midnight after the show next week. And I am so excited. So just warning you, if next week I seem a bit tortured and a bit poetic. That's why. Also, I'm probably going to switch up. I want to switch up the shot and stuff. So the shot may be a bit different next week. But
okay. Yeah. Will I still be on the show?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
In fact,
okay.
Yeah. It was me that got canceled, actually. You're the host. I'm the co-host. We're replacing the co-host with AI. Yeah, that's where the network wants to go. Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if at the end of this show, there was we should do that. We should have a little thing that comes up at the end of the show that said, the preceding show was produced by an AI Dick DiBartolo and an AI Chad Johnson. Did you notice any
difference? AI disclaimer.
Yes, a disclaimer.
This was a Turing test. Did you notice?
Yes, exactly.
Did you notice?
That was,
Perfect. That'll be a great April Fool's. We need a Thursday that lands on a April 1st.
Yeah.
Did that happen? No, good. I was like, is this the 14th? Did I miss
it? It's a little late. It's a
moment?
Little late.
Dang it. Yeah, I think that's about it for all of my last week, unless you have any more.
No, we can jump right in.
Let's jump in. It's going to be an LED-filled episode, yeah. I heard.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Here we go. First gadget.
Recently, a building in the neighborhood redid all their sidewalks, and they relit all the trees around the building with spotlights in the ground, lighting up on the trees. And Dennis said, oh, we should do that in our backyard. So I thought, okay, LEDs, another way to use LEDs. So I saw these, spotlight, 10 watt outdoor.
Oh.
We wanted soft white, so these are 3000K. And a pair of them, $19, okay? Rumwish, the world famous Rumwish. There's GE, and then there's Rumwish. Okay, so this is... landscape lighting. Oh, well, they're smaller than.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's good. There's just one thing that strikes me. Well, they're kind of nice. Strikes me as odd. So, 3000K. So that's going to be a nice soft white. It says 5 watts, equaling, which is the equivalent of 40 watts incandescent. But then it says 11,000 lumens. I mean, 1,100 lumens. Isn't 1,100 lumens like bright? I don't know. We'll see. If it's scorching white in here, who knows what it's going to be like in the backyard. Anyway, I guess there's one little bit of insulation.
Those LED diodes look massive.
Yeah, you have to take that screw
don't
out.
Don't they?
They look scary.
There are two of them put together, I think, taped together.
Yeah, you have to take this out. Oh, it is two spikes. Yeah. Yes, right. Because New York City dirt is about that much dirt, and then the rest is all rock.
How did you know that, Dickie D?
Right, so I'm just going to
yeah,
plug it in.
I'm trying to stick a picket in
to see
in the ground.
How right it is. And then we'll go out and put them in the yard during the day. And then tomorrow night, we'll show you if they perform the way we want it. All right. Let me just get my little bar under here.
Oh, ooh.
It's pretty bright.
It's bright, but it's not.
It's not soft.
It's not
It's what? It's not very soft.
It is soft.
Yeah. Oh, you know, but outdoors it might be better.
It's yellowish. Let me hear. Hang on.
Oh, that'll look good.
I think Dan Wally said that 1,100 lumens is 75 watts.
Anyway,
so it's not terribly bright.
They look decent. They're, I forgot what a proof it is. IPX68 or something. But they are
IP
made for
65.
Outdoors, so they have to be waterproof. He says, hoping.
Turn it off. It's getting in the.
All right. We'll be back in the outdoors.
All right. It's nighttime. It is. The lights are bright, which meant we only need one of them.
Ooh.
And it's kind of interesting. Because it looks a lot better in person than it does in the camera. You know, the camera tends to brighten everything, seeing that you're in a dark space, and it helps you by brightening it. But here it kind of ruins the illusion. It is a warm white, and I think it looks great. Also, it looks very film noir with the shadows on the tree. So all in all, I think this is pretty great. And now we have an extra spotlight, so we're going to have to buy an extra tree. Wait, there's another tree? Oh, my gosh. There is another tree.
You know this backyard like the back of your hand.
We have a new plan for the other one.
It is so funny that tree is so big and directly in the backyard, but there is a smaller tree off to the side.
That's funny.
So it will be lit.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, from that classic company, Rom Witch. I haven't had a Rom Witch since I went to that one deli in 1980. It's been a bit of time. I like them. I think these are really cool. I like that they just terminate into normal plugs instead of being some type of, you know, weird LED thing with a box and a converter or anything. I just like that they're...
Absolutely. And you know, I have a box out there where all the lights in the trees come on. So I'm just going to plug it into that box and yeah. They'll automatically light up like with everything else. And I mean, $9.50 each is pretty decent.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Especially for landscaping, lighting, and things like that. Gets very expensive, very fast.
Yeah,
You know, unless you're doing this type of DIY method, if you're going like professional or, you know, it's just crazy how much they charge for that type of hardware. I also like that the spike and the mechanism to kind of move it around are two separate things, because there's this image here that has it kind of mounted on a wall. I like that a lot. I think that's really cool that you can install or remove that spike.
Yeah. The spike, you have to attach the spike. We don't need the spike because we just balance it between some rocks that are out there. And the spike wouldn't really, actually, the spike would not go in. There's no ground for it to go into.
Right. Hence,
so
New
it
York.
Is good that it's not a piece, a part of the light.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I like a first LED gadget down. I like it.
Down.
Very good.
Okay. Very good. Next one is not an LED, but. You might like it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love that. Huh? Of course, now that we're filming here, the Wyze Cam is getting like very jumpy. All right, so this is the deal. That is my trains in the backyard. I just have the trolley running right now, but I like having to be able to look at my train. Oh, come on, trolley, keep going.
There he goes. Ah!
It's my hand that's breaking it up. Anyway. So I have it on a cheap pad. This is like an $80 pad from Amazon. But I wanted a stand for it that I could rotate the tablet without moving the stand back and forth on the desk. All right. So Aurelon. This is a, well, you'll see what it is. It's a tablet with a rotating base. And I'll tell you what I'm looking for in a tablet, and there was no way to tell without buying it. Comes in silver or black. All right, we'll see if it's going to be what I want. Let's see.
Seems stiff.
Yes, if you said it, it's going to stay.
Okay.
I do like this. You are right about
one. Yeah, I do too.
This looks cool. I like its size.
What I was looking for. This is
I do too. And you'll hear the.
Why
I love the clicky.
All these devices have such tiny little tabs to hold the device. It seems every time I go to move my tablet around, it falls off the tabs. But this I do like. Let me just see. All right, there's sticky pads on the bottom. Okay.
Ooh. That is satisfying.
So this is what I do.
Isn't that
I
neat?
I wanted a tablet that I could easily turn. Now, I can see already that it's best if you hold the base when you turn it. Ooh, it's a clicky tablet. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it's this is pretty neat. I think if you're looking for a tablet holder... So this does not have an up and down adjustment, but you can certainly adjust the angle, and it's very tight fitting. So where you put the tablet, it's going to stay. So I like this, and not expensive. It was $15, only 100 ratings, but 4.6 stars. And as I said, it comes in silver and black.
I like black because the tablet has a black frame. Or anyway, a simple device, but I like it.
I like that too.
You could play roulette on this tiny little wheel.
It looks like Captain Jay said, I'm buying this.
Oh, but wait. There's a possible better price. Scooter X's.
Oh, my God. What's it, 69 cents over
there? It's not that bad. It's still, $10.
$10, okay.
Yeah.
It almost looks like the same one. I think it is.
Yeah, it looks very similar.
And no free shipping.
Spot on. Yeah. Yeah, that looks, that edge profile, that looks exactly like.
Yeah, and the ratchety thing.
Yeah, totally, totally. Okay, well, here's the one on Amazon. For $5 extra, you can get it on Amazon. I like that black one. They have a silver and they have
a blue. Yeah, I like the black too.
Yeah.
And I already lost mine because Dennis said, could I take this upstairs because I have a small cookbook and I'm forever trying to turn this wooden thing around as I walk around the kitchen.
That's
he said,
great.
This would be great. I put the book on it and just clicky, clicky. And it's very funny. Sometimes the pads catch and you can turn the thing around and the base doesn't move.
Oh.
So.
Huh. Well, that's how you know it's like a really good gadget is when Dennis takes it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, this seems great. I've had to use iPad stands, oh my God, I need one. Had to use one. And this one seems like an absolutely solid one, especially if you're in a situation like I used it to hold chat or, hold a thing while I was doing a review or something. And this one just seems absolutely solid. So I like that. And $15 is a really good price. Really good price. I couldn't imagine finding anything like that at Best Buy, Walmart, or Target for anything under 20 or 30 even. I think that's a really good price. That's great. Okay, excellent. Back to the LEDs.
Yes, back to the LEDs. And here it is.
I have found yet another way to build an LED lamp or light. Okay, let's take a look at the remote wall-mounted sconces. Rechargeable battery, dimmable magnetic ball. Wall light for bedroom or bedside. Okay. And then also on Amazon, it says number one bestseller in sconces. Okay. So the box is a little disappointing.
I'm ensconced in attention
lamp.
Something.
But we'll see. Because it got 1,900 reviews and 4.4 stars. So it's pretty good. Okay, so here's the idea. Does it stand on its own? Oh, okay. So you can use it as a stand. It's on a ball bearing. Mm-hmm. So you can aim it. But the object is here. Wow, that's pretty sturdy. Is you can peel this off. Stick it on
it's
a three wall.
Images.
It's magnetic.
And then mount this facing up, facing down. You know, this might be good in a closet because if you're looking for coats or something, put it this way. If you're looking for shoes, put it that way. Now, I don't know if there's any charge. Oh. Let's see already. USB-C. See, remote control. Oh, it's a nice remote control. And I
Becky
guess
likes this. We're selling a lot
okay,
of stuff.
The two holes in the base, so you can also screw it in if you want, or if you're a very bad carpenter, you can screw it up. thank you very much. A little tab on the remote control. Let's see if there's any life in the battery. Oh, there isn't. Oh, wait a minute. On. Oh, there is none. And see if it runs directly from USB-C without being charged. It's saying, help me, I'm charging.
I'm hungry.
And I'm hungry as a
parrot.
There is not. Okay, so you can't use it plugged in. So we'll charge it up and see what it does. Wow, it charged in 1 minute. Okay, no, it says it takes 3 to 4 hours to fully charge, but turns out that there is like a master switch on the top of the lamp. That has to be on for the remote to be able to turn it on. Okay. Also, you know what? I like this. Let me just shut that off for me. Oh, so you can do, so that's warm, I guess. It does 3,000, what does it do? 3,000K, 4,500K, and 6,000K. Okay, those are the three dimnesses. And what I like about this is
temperature.
I have several gadgets, remote controlled, that have no control on a unit itself. It drives me crazy. It's just unusable if you don't have the remote control. At least with this one.
I didn't think about that.
Pick the, you know, there's another switch.
Yeah, you still have a chance.
Yeah, at least you can turn it on and off and pick the brightness.
And the color.
A
manual override.
But so it's just on and off and brightnesses. But that's fine. Then look what else we have. You can dim. Okay, dim with it. Wow, that goes, that's pretty dim. That's nice. Medium, that's 50. And then that's 100. And then somehow, oh, you can do
10 dimmers, 10 different dimnesses.
Multiple dimming and brightness. That's pretty neat. Oh, and then a timer. Okay.
That's cool.
10 minutes through 2 hours. And this ball bearing is really good. Okay. Oh, and I like the name. It is from LightBiz. Okay. This is the GizWiz signing off on a review of the LightBiz.
GizWiz Biz, X LightBiz.
Yes. Yeah.
I like it. I think this is so. If I was going to use this gadget,
yes,
I would. I feel like I would use it on the set or something. I feel like it's like the perfect little like, oh, I need a little accent light over here. I want to set it for like stay on for 2 hours. Easy to remove, easy to stick it around. I like that.
You know what? I am actually using it now on the set just to see what it looks like.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, where is it? Is it back there somewhere? Should I see it?
It's down on the desk shining up. I haven't found an actual place for it because I'm seeing that you can see my glasses in it. But it's pretty neat. And in the description, it's magnetic technology.
Oh, gosh.
It's not just a magnet. It's
not just a magnet. It's magnetic technology. Oh, exciting. I think this is great for, those temporary spots where, you can recharge. To me, a sconce is like a permanently installed, like this, right?
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Over the gallery, over that. Do you think you would do that with a rechargeable light? Or would that just be too annoying to recharge it?
It says 24 hours on medium. With on battery. So if you were just set it for 10 hours, you'd have to charge it like every 2.5 days. But you're right. Sconces are usually built into the wall, wired into the wall. And they're there forever.
Right. That's kind of why I almost feel like this is a great toy or like a great prop. Or, like you suggested, a great thing for a closet or something where it doesn't matter that I have to recharge. You know, I'm using it so limited. It doesn't matter that I charge it real fast and stick it back. And then also that manual light and moving it around. Anyway, I don't think it's like great for homes, but I think it's a great option for kind of what you were suggesting.
No, yeah, right. Absolutely. And you can also use it as a flashlight.
There you go. There you go. They're like, what type of flashlight is that? You're like, it doubles as a hockey puck. My, you didn't know that? Right. There you go.
It's my sconce light.
My sconce light. You don't have a portable sconce light? Well, then. Yeah. Those are great. And I follow through with another LED gadget.
Oh,
and...
boy.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. Now, it looks...
Well, wait a minute. The winning theme.
The winning theme was discounted gadgets. So on sale, okay. Like clearance, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And it looks like I am reviewing just a light bulb. I get it. But that's the beauty of it. It looks like just a light bulb. So let's get into the video.
Now,
hey, diggity, so we are back at it again with another discounted on sale gadget. Today, we are taking a look at an LED light bulb, a 60 watt LED light bulb. It was $7. Now it is only $3.50. One of the things I loved about this that I thought was a really cool gadget is, as you can see, it has three light levels in just one bulb, and you don't need to use an app to do it. So I like that with the flip of a switch. So I really wanted to test that out. It's basically a dimmable bulb without any dimming stuff needed to be installed at your house, which I thought was a really, really cool
gadget.
And only $3.50 for an LED 60 watt light bulb. Not that bad, and they have an extra little feature that was pretty cool. So I have a lamp right here without a lampshade. I'm going to put the bulb into that. We're going to plug that into the wall. And we have a little switch right here to see if it is just the flip of a switch. So we'll turn it on. Okay, well, that is bright. And if I turn it off and I turn it back on within 2 seconds, then it will dim to a dimmer brightness. Ooh, that is much, much dimmer. This should be its dimmest setting, and then back on to full brightness. So
that's pretty neat.
That is its middle setting, and then that is its lowest setting. It works really, really great. Honestly, I'm really, really impressed. One of the things I wanted to test out is I just turned it off on its lowest setting, but I'm keeping it off for longer than that 2 seconds to cycle it to a different mode. And if I turn it back on, will it turn back on at the dim setting? I hope so. Ah, it does. So once you have selected your brightness level, whew, that is bright. I like that dim setting. That's nice and comfortable without the lampshade. So once you set your brightness level, you can just use the switch on the wall, on the cord, wherever you already have your light switch installed to keep the lights on. I really like it. Like you can see, quite a good discount, almost half off for me. So gotta say, this is a pretty good sale item, discounted item. Back to you guys.
What were you saying?
Where did you buy it?
Walmart is where I ended up getting it.
Oh, okay.
And I think they were just lazy when they made this was $6.97 because online it's a bit more expensive than
$6.97.
I got a steal for $3.50.
Now, Becky said that she has those in her house.
Yeah.
So, Becky, tell us how much you paid.
Exactly. Do you remember? I really think it's a cool concept. Like, I know it's so simple.
And Feet, I don't know how you pronounce it, but that company's very big.
Yeah, I keep trying able to just Google it so I can see if it's sold anywhere else. This Walmart has it for only $10. That one's $7. A battery backup? I'm not even sure if that's the same one. This one looks... No, that's an automatic timer. How many of these bulbs do they got? We got to find out.
Yeah, it looks like they made a ton of them, and they have one with as a bug light built in.
Let's just look at this thing. What is this? It just has a battery backup in there. Huh. That's
not
cool.
Holy cow, for just eight... Oh, but it doesn't do dimming.
No, it doesn't do dimming.
No. Yeah.
Huh. Well, the one that I found was 14, but if you are lucky and you go in and they have a clearance aisle, you may be able to find it. Anyway, I think that's just about it.
It's pretty clever.
I'm probably going to use this. I do think it's very clever and useful. Yeah, it's great. Okie dokie. Not so crappy of a corner. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. We did get some answers from the chat room. Sorry to interrupt you before you jump into the warehouse. Becky says that it was around $15. So okay. That's about what Walmart's showing it for when she got it. And then Lumpy is saying, I have the battery backup bulb. It works great for power outages. I feel like we had covered the battery backup bulb one.
Yeah.
Something very, very similar. Anyway, that's great. Very cool. Okay, back to the warehouse.
Okay. Email is from Dewey Newman, who writes, Dewey Newman said, I wanted to share the following gadget. I found it very useful on a recent trip abroad. And here is Dewey's video.
Hi, Dickie D and Chad. You may recognize this cable on the left, which allows you to go from USB-A to
anything.
Micro USB to a couple of iPhone plugs as well as USB-C. And it's been very, very useful for me in doing traveling. This handy little iPhone stand on the right, actually, it's more than that. Wait, there's more.
Ooh.
Inside, basically, is an adapter's paradise. So it has a USB to USB-C cable.
MacGyver,
it
anything.
Has, Apple USB connection, has micro USB connection, has regular A USB connection. These all can adapt onto the ends of this USB-C to USB-C cable. But wait, there's more.
Ah!
There's a slot for a TF storage card.
Huh.
There's two slots for SIM cards. And right under here, we have
thumb
SIM card extractor.
Oh.
So it's actually a pretty handy device. I use many of these connections on a trip that I just recently took to China. And the really cool part is just how compact this thing is.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to store it away somewhere in your luggage. So hope you enjoy this. You guys do great work. I love watching the show.
My jaw is on the floor. I love it. I want
Dewey,
one.
That is absolutely super. And Dewey said it's a great bargain because it's $15.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
I have got to have this in my backpack. Like, this has got to be one of those things that you throw in there. It's like a first aid kit, okay? You throw it in there for the day that you forget the cable you need, and now you got everything. You got the Swiss Army knife of cables. I love this. I love this gadget. That is a great suggestion. Seriously. Wow.
That is real. I'm going to get one too. I don't travel anymore, but I'm getting it anyway. I just want to be able to show it to people and say, look. I can't wait for an emergency.
Knowing you, you'll give it away to the person who does travel. You know, they'll come over.
I will.
And you go, here you go.
Sure
take
I will.
It. That's great. Very good price. I love that. And don't forget, it started off as a stand. So it is also a iPhone stand on top of all of that. I am reminded that from the Amazon page there. Very cool. Love that. That is... Here, I'll send the link in the chat. That is, thank you so much, Dewey, for that suggestion.
Yeah, cool. Dewey, that is excellent. Dewey, you will get the current issue of Mad Magazine, which is now the the June issue. Okay, which went on sale like yesterday. So, if you wanted to get the June issue of Mad, make a video about anything, a gadget you have, a gadget you love, like Dewey did. We love it if you have an old tech gadget you can't throw out because when you first got it, it was so hot, so techie. And now it's laughable, but it's fun. Anything, just be landscape. You can be in it if you want, or you can just talk over it like Dewey did. And 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube. You can click as you upload. There's a drop-down menu. Click unlisted if you want. Then only people with the URL will be able to see it. Don't click private. Then only you can see it. Send the link to mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv. Anything to do with a gadget.
Anything. Send it in now. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Our letter is from Mo, who manages to find the most bizarre.
I feel like gadgets. Mo, he is our investigative reporter, okay?
Yes.
He goes out and he scours the internet, either that or he's just naturally living his life and things pop up. And always a good recommendation from Mo.
So. Show the picture in his letter. We could almost have people say, what the heck is it?
That's a good point. Okay, well, the website's loading. Yeah. There we go.
Okay. Chat room.
I do want to show that photo without the rest of everything. I'm trying to get to.
Oh, okay. Okay. Chat room. This is going to be a lot of fun. I just thought of it now because when it first opened the email, I goes, what is this?
Okay, I got it. I got a way that I'm not giving it up. This is a great, basically, what the heck is it, in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
What the heck is this thing?
What, chat room, what is that?
What is that? Because I'll tell you, any audio viewers, it looks like a shoe. But LED
light. It looks like an LED light,
and
it almost seems like a spring.
There's a spring?
Oh, and you know what? It looks like the toe is lit.
The toe is undershoe lighting here. And I guess we should say it's not a shoe.
Confirm. Fergus said lost shoe. Giz thinks it's with numbers of phone.
Iron
Ski
Man
boot,
shoe, yeah.
Eric Duckman. Iron Man shoe, Lumpy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dwindle said a PC case. It's a lamp. A shoe boombox.
A shoe boombox actually is probably what it should be. That little circular thing should be a big old massive speaker, but it's not.
Mad Frank said, "It transforms."
It does look like a part of a transformer, for sure.
Wait a minute. Dwindle says, I recognize the Cooler Master fan.
Ah, that's giving it away. I think Dwindle is definitely the closest with a PC case.
Yes, absolutely.
Here is, is it just the case or I think it's the whole PC?
I think it's a PC.
It's the whole,
there it is. It's not just a PC.
It's an awe-inspiring statement. Awe-inspiring work of art. They have, I guarantee you, some marketing thing on here. Work of art technology. I think that they implemented work of art technology into the case mod, whatever this is. You know, the sneakers X advanced systems.
Yeah.
I love how it's more powerful. Is it more powerful? You get a more powerful shoe-based computer.
Well, wait, you know what? I am confused now. So you hook your phone to it and
look at it in AR. Look at it through. This QR code and you can see it.
Space. Okay.
There it is. Oh, is this?
Oh, it's
is this
big.
I guess I should have guessed. If that side fan, that fan, you know, a Cooler Master fan, is like this big. Okay, so that on the shoe, it's got to be like this big. It's got to be a big old. And this image confirms it.
Is it just a...
Oh, there it is.
They got a lot of views of it. Can you buy it? Oh, go to specs, Chad.
Oh, yeah. Where are these specs?
Wait, where are the top.
Specifications.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Classic red. This is... Yeah, this is just a case. This is just
a case. Oh, it is just a case.
It can do mini ITX motherboards. It's got its PCU support, its fans that it supports. It has one 2.5 SSD drive. It doesn't even have a full spinning hard drive slot. It only has one drive bay. Yeah, so it's just a case. I guess Dwindle was right from the very beginning. I don't see a way to buy it. Is this just a PR stunt? Ultra Goat.
Maybe.
Legend. Learn more. Let me learn. I'm going to learn some more right now. And you have... I'm going to learn all... No, I don't think... Here we are. The Sneaker X. Oh, it does... There is a buy button.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's test it out.
Oh, my gosh. What? What?
Okay. We saw the price. Professional for those who buy.
Scooter X, see if you can find this for under $100, would you?
We need to buy $3,799 for a OneDrive case. It really is work of art technology. You can't deny it. It is not for the performance, the graphics, the CPU, the Wi-Fi, the Bluetooth. I don't even understand why. It is a joke. A joke that they would put. Oh, it's got Windows 11.
RGB light. Oh, it's Windows 11.
Wi-Fi. Okay, of course it does. This is the cost of, like, the most expensive Apple computer. Of course it does. That's the price before it even has a processor in it. No, I don't even know, actually.
Wow.
It's an i7. So it does come with an i7. It comes with a 4070, which is... It's not the best graphics card. Motherboard, RAM. Anyway, how many USB ports does it have? That's my question. Oh, that's what Fergus just said in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that is amazing. A sneaker-shaped
It really is. I think it really is. We'll make a bundle technology, I believe, is what it is. What it's built.
Yeah, I really love that new update with the highway robbery technology built in. Man, if you love that case, more power to you. You spend that $3,700 and buy one. Captain Jay is still getting it.
Oh, yeah, buying one. Okay. And now Scooter X has been baffled. He did not find it. He did
there's
not
an
find it.
Unboxing video. Oh my gosh. Honestly, I don't even want to watch this. We've spent way too much time on this thing. Here, let's look at a frame of it in real life. Here's what it looks like, IRL.
White lang ipinadala nila sa.
There it is. Look at that. Do not touch.
Oh, whoa! How big is that?
Absolutely massive. Here's the guy unboxing it.
Oh.
Look at it. That's huge. There's the top of the shoe.
Oh, my.
That is crazy. I mean, you know who needs to own this? Shaq. Okay, because he could actually fit in that size of a shoe.
Yeah.
They made a computer inside of my shoe. Okay, thanks,
Shaq. You know what? The Shaq is great. There's evidently... The same company makes a shark.
Oh, that's cool. Here's the shark.
And
Well, Cooler Master is oh my, Cooler Master has been around a bit.
Okay.
Cooler Master's definitely known in the case industry. So I guess this is almost like, honestly, I'm giving it a lot of hate, but I get it. This is basically their concept car. Like, this is far as we can push our case technology to make it look as cool and as amazing as possible. And guess what? They've made 100 of them. So you can buy them.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right.
Jack and W, though, absolutely kills it with the best joke, is that this computer will play the best solitaire. I mean, absolutely kills it on the solitaire, spider solitaire, and maybe even the one with the jacks or whatever it is. Okay, thank you so much for sending that over, Mo. That was a good
Mo,
laugh.
Mo, that was great. Thank you.
Very good laugh. I want to say thank you to our patrons and anyone who supports us here at the Gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys so much for your support of our show. Whether you give back via our Patreon, patreon.com/gizwiz, or via PayPal, just want to say thank you so much for supporting our show. We really, really appreciate y'all's generosity in continuing to support us with this show. So we really, really appreciate it. If you want to give back, please consider giving back, patreon.com/gizwiz, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab, and there's a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon, or a tiny little link that'll take you to a link to donate via PayPal. However you donate, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What else do we have to cover? Is that it?
What the heck is it?
That's about it. Okay, head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's where we record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. When we are live, the website will just update with the live stream. So you can head there, join the chat room, chat along with everybody. They're just a fantastic group of folks. So please head on over there, gizwiz.tv, when we're live at just about every Thursday. If there's ever a change, it will be posted right there at the top of the website. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you're ever wondering what was that gadget, where can I find that gadget, I absolutely need that gadget that has all the Swiss Army knife of cables. Where do I get it? Gizwiz.biz, right after the show is published. It'll have everything there, and then that search feature is fantastic for anything we talk about. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The game show online. You gotta guess what this gadget is. And this isn't the Swiss Army knife of cables, but it is the Swiss Army knife of eggs. Yeah. Now you want brown eggs? It's got them. You want plain white eggs? It's got those. Fertilized, unfertilized eggs? It's got all the eggs. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. Then this is the Mad Magazine that you get. This is the one you were just mentioning.
Yeah. This is the one that just came out yesterday.
Mad Roast issue. Comedy.
2020.
I like that. I like that a lot. Who is on there? Oh, my gosh. Oh, they're censored. Oh, my God. We got some. Yeah, this is a spicy cover.
Yes.
Exciting, exciting. Okay, well, that's what you're playing for. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.